You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Hi, everyone. It's the holiday season, and I wanted to talk about something that's really interesting because I hear about it all the time after you've gone out drinking and after you've gone out and had a great time at parties and things. And that's, what do you do with the look that you get after you've been out all night having a great time? What do you do with that hangover face? And I've got five tips that'll help you with that hangover face. So here we go. With number one, definitely make sure you're taking off your makeup before you go to bed that night. It may be a little cumbersome because you may be getting in late and you may not feel like doing it, but I can guarantee you it's a very good idea just to take it off as quickly as you can and then just go to bed. But if you can do something in addition to that, like put some sort of a refreshing mask on your face, it's going to help, because the next thing is, which is number two, you got to rehydrate. Alcohol really does a number on dehydrating your whole body, but in addition to that, it also does dehydrate your skin. So you really want to make sure that you're drinking a lot of fluids, but some sort of a hyaluronic acid mask or something like that that will actually bring some moisture back into your skin is a great idea. Number three is trying to do your best to massage your face when you get up in the morning. Now, it sounds a little nutty about massaging your face, but I know there's a lot of products out on the market. One's called a jade roller, and others are just, you can just use a real good piece of ice cube and then just use that to massage around your eyes and other places where you just feel puffy. But the concept here is you're trying to shrink down dilated blood vessels that most likely do occur after a lot of alcohol consumption, because alcohol does dilate blood vessels. So either putting your face on ice or just massaging to get some lymphatic drainage happening to your face is a really good thing. Number four, one of the best things that we found over all the years to help puffiness around the eyes is chamomile tea. So if you can, when you get up in the morning, brew some chamomile tea, let it cool off a minute, and then put one tea bag on each eye for about 10 minutes. That's also going to do a great job in trying to just shrink down a lot of the swelling that you're going to see in your eyes. It's also a great trick to do even if you weren't out drinking and you just wake up and you feel like your eyes just look puffy. And the fifth thing that I think really does play a role in just overall skin health is to try to exfoliate your skin. So what I mean by that is there are so many different scrubs and different kinds of ways of getting your skin to get exfoliated. And I think one of the things that we see is that if you allow old, dead, dry skin cells to just hang out on your skin for a long period of time, it prevents the good cells that are underneath from really coming to the surface. So just like when we go to get a haircut and they trim the ends of your hair so that your hair grows better, very similarly, if you can get that extra excess amount of old, dead, dried, flaky skin off, it'll actually promote better skin to come to the surface. So there you have it. That's five ways of making sure that you can do your best to make that after party look better. So it's the hangover face episode. Have a great, safe holiday, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.